Blog Talk Radio.
Volume.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, hey, it's Tuesday, and we are having our special edition.
It's special.
Tuesday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. Thank you all.
Thank you.
For joining us. Us is myself and Jimbo Baggins, who many of you know from the Psychic Love Doctor Show Facebook page. He's your moderator in there, I guess.
The word he is, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, yep, yep.
And he's also up here.
I am here.
To, well, I guess you're regulating this show, too, so. He's my co-host, let's put it that way. So, before we even get started, May is Mental Health Month, and we've decided that throughout the month we are going to feature a different technique or a product, something that we have discovered that really helps people with depression, anxiety, panic, you name it, especially though the feelings of anxiety, which can be really scary when you become that stressed out, that tired, you know, that unable to really cope. That mental health becomes a real issue. So what we're featuring today, we featured this yesterday on News for the Soul. We're going to do it again today. We'll have something new next time. What we have here is called the Love Tuner. And this is actually endorsed by Deepak Chopra. Your favorite,
the one and the only.
Your favorite guy in the world.
It sounds like he's like a Pikachu or something.
No, he's actually a very learned man.
I can't remember what those things are called.
What? Pikachu?
Yeah, that was just one character of a thing.
Of the Pokemon.
Pokemon, thank you. Like, yeah. It was escaping me. It sounds like a Pokemon.
So what this does is it's going to be a device that achieves 528 hertz, which in that vibration is considered the love vibration, but also it has calming aspects. It recenters you. It can enable you to refresh. Children can use this, and boy, sometimes they need it. Huh? And you can use it. It's recommended like morning and night. There's nothing medicinal about it, like it's full of opium or anything like that.
That would be.
Which is not. But you can wear it as a necklace, or you can put this on your, like, say, key ring, and you take it off of the, what did you call this, the sheath?
Yes.
Okay.
Or the condom.
And I'm going to use it right now so you get an idea of what it's like. And you may feel tingly. I know for myself, I feel like something up here, like my brain is flattening from it. Don't look at me like that. And you said you got tingles, too, yesterday. All right.
I think my tingles were differently related.
I'm going to now use the Love Tuner. Tuner. All right, stand by.
Stand by.
And you use it till you run out of breath.
Yeah, that's usually when you have to stop.
I imagine if you got high anxiety on an airplane, they probably wouldn't like you using this thing.
I don't know if you can do it softly.
Yeah,
have you tried it real soft?
No.
But if you can do it softly, then nobody can really complain too much.
It has a really refreshing sense about it. So that is our mental health tip for today. And remember, we are not affiliates of any of this stuff. If anything, if you go on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page, you will see a posting about the Love Tuner, and you'll have Veronica's what is her, the link to Amazon, where if you wanted to pick one up for yourself.
Yeah, she's put an Amazon link yesterday.
Yeah.
It's still there. It's still pretty high on the list.
So with that said, let's move along now. As the introduction said, we're only using an ordinary deck of playing cards. This is the personal prophecy method that my grandmother taught me. And that was back in 1982. And it's extremely dynamic. Life changer, I like to think of it as. You can really find out what makes people tick, how they feel about you, how the one that you are, say, in marriage with or engaged to or dating, what's really going on with them. Also concerning career, these cards are sharp when it comes to what should be your career path. And there are many, many, I mean, it's just a rainbow of different applications that you can use. The main tools for this, you're using choice and change. So if the cards show that your career path or your love path, where whatever's going on with you, is in a spot of less than lovely, say, satisfaction, happiness, fulfillment, et cetera, you have the option and the freedom of choice to use choice. You can say, no, I don't want to have that as my future. So then you use change. Change through choice.
Even if you choose not to choose, you still have made a choice.
Yes, you have.
Rush.
Yeah, and I've simplified this a lot. But
exactly
if you're
right.
New to the show, you'll see as we go along how this is demonstrated. All right, James, you're on.
Batter up. All right. We want to start out with the disclaimer that we want to remind everybody that the show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. And that's just our standard don't, because you got a one single reading here. You're rolled in for the first time ever. Don't go start dumping stock and quitting jobs and everything for one reading. The future is constantly evolving and it's very dynamic.
Yes. So you don't, that's why we put up a disclaimer, so that you don't read this as gospel or
don't
hear
do
this.
It. Don't do it.
Yeah, because the future does fluctuate to a certain degree.
This will give you a good snapshot of the path that it's heading down. But you got to keep checking, because things change.
Right, exactly, to make sure your path hasn't
People
been altered.
You don't even know, may never meet, could change your path.
Their choices
never, ever
impact
encounter
yours,
them.
Exactly.
Domino effect, and all of a sudden, dominoes cross your path, and you got to, oh, I got to go this way now. So, yeah.
Well, like, for instance, let's say you work for a big corporation, business is booming, everything's been going great, then a pandemic hits, and now they're going to downsize,
mm-hmm.
where before everything looked beautiful, now they're going to downsize, and you can be open to, say, a lateral, what do they call that, a lateral move
sure.
within the corporation to another position. Or you can go looking for another job. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have options.
You always have options in life. Yeah. Sometimes it feels like you have none, but a lot of times it's because we got blinders on.
True.
All right.
I think we're ready.
We're not.
No,
All
we're not.
All we did was talk about the disclaimer. We kind of beat that disclaimer down hard. But it's important to know that you guys can't go out and just do crazy crap on one single first-time reading.
Right.
Not going to work out for you. She wouldn't do it on reading her own cards like that.
No.
Because she knows. That's why she does them constantly over and over and over, because they can change.
That might be a neurotic tendency, too.
Well, it also,
you never know.
It's like sharpening your skills, you know. If you do things. Since I've learned it and never used it, I've pretty much forgotten 90% of it. This is not like what they say, riding a bike. You will forget. This is a skill that needs to be finely tuned and sharpened, and people shouldn't be afraid of that. You just have to. It's like golfing. The more you golf, you will get better.
And you know, Jim was really good determining the difference between a true romantic love relationship and a booty call when he was giving readings.
But I was still very infantile, as far as I would never have. I could never have, like, made money off it. I had a long ways to go for that point. You know, And it's, you know what, not everybody has to learn this to make money. You learn it for your own benefit. You don't even have to learn it to do. You can just read your own cards and never read another person's cards ever in your life.
Which leads us right into the fact that there will be a personal prophecy school.
The university.
That is in the process of being
It is.
Constructed.
It's under construction.
Yes, it is.
The curriculum is under construction. But it will come out. And people have peeked up on interest when we've talked about that.
Yeah, they have.
So
you may want to start talking about one call etiquette.
I am. Well, first, we got to talk about comms. Two ways to get, well, there is three ways. The two main ways to get through to us live is to call in to Blog Talk through Blog Talk Radio, 515-602-9676. We have a caller on hold. We got you, buddy. We see you there. You're not forgotten. That's one thing. And I want to let everybody else know that, too. When you call in, it's a really great system. We physically see the list of the callers. So you might think, man, I know what it's like to be on hold. They're never going to see me. We see you. We're going to get to you. Do not fret. The system will tell you. It's pretty cool, straightforward, automated, da-da-da-da, and then you'll hear the show. When you hear the show, you're good. You're in the queue. If you drop for some reason, you know, it's the world we live in today. Calls drop. Call right back. Get right back in the queue. Not a problem. But when we do take your call, get off that old speakerphone. Cool, except when you run it through the internet. By the time it comes
exactly.
out our speakers, it can be like you're speaking some like alien language, not even from this world. So please, if you can, I know sometimes there's laws and safety. You don't want you to crash it into something or whatever or driving, but if you have any kind of ability to get off speakerphone, if you also have the same kind of ability, don't multitask. Have a seat, relax. A lot of movement gets choppy too by the time we can hear things on our end. Background noises that you don't even think are background noises. Outside, a little bit of a breeze, you're in a mall, you get used to, you get that filter in your brain, hey, I've been sitting in this mall for a while, it's not noisy in here, well, it is on our end, so things to be aware of. You can Skype in too, also, folks, we do get Skypers quite a bit, domestic ones, it's just convenient for them, probably at their computer, maybe don't have their cell phone anywhere near them, they just Skype right in, you can actually call any phone number through Skype. Even you international folks, it's pennies domestically, and it's not really expensive.
Yeah,
anymore,
you can do it
speaking.
As a audio call. You don't have to.
Oh, right.
Be on video.
Well, yeah, you're right. Yeah, and I think typically that's the only way you can do it for this show is it has to be audio only call.
I would imagine, right?
Right, you buddy. Well, right. And the other way to get a hold of us is Facebook Messenger. Now let's talk about that. That is free software. We're using, this is the platform we use for those that are watching us on Facebook Live. The ones that are on Blog Talk Radio, we use a, what was it, the Amazon portal? Or is it the Facebook portal? Who makes
Facebook.
It? It's just a nice little platform made up. I mean, most people are on their cells using Messenger, laptop, desktop, tablets, whatever. But it doesn't have a nice cool little holding queue system like Blog Talk does. So you cannot messenger us unless we ask. Otherwise, we got to 86 you. Doesn't mean you have to run away and never come back. Just means you got to wait till we tell you. Then you can call in.
And someday maybe they'll come out with a a future generation of these. Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. You could have finished.
No.
When I raise my hand, that means I'm getting ready to say international shout out to Laura from Canada.
Laura, Canada, yay.
Yeah, and that's another thing, all you folks, whether you're on Blog Talk Radio or Facebook Live, a lot of them are on both watching this and calling in. Let us know if you're international. We shall give you a shout out.
Well, of course.
Okay.
Especially those of you where it's late.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want to make sure you're well welcomed.
I mean, our neighbors to the north, hockey season started yesterday. Our neighbors to the north, you are international. I kind of don't feel that way, but you are, and you deserve to be treated special like that. So
yeah.
It's cool. Same with the neighbors to the south. We've had people call from Mexico.
Yeah, we have.
Yes, we have. And we treat anybody, even though it's part of the United States, since it's not continental, if you're in Alaska or Hawaii, we're going to give you a shout-out anyway. Modified international.
Even Puerto Rico.
Well, Puerto Rico, obviously. Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Okay. Is it time?
I think
it's time. Yeah. It's time.
All right.
Let's go to our Betty first caller, which is area code 423, which is from the Volunteer State, Tennessee. 423, you're the first caller on this.
Well, hello there.
Show.
Welcome to the show.
Gentlemen.
And you are?
Damien, as always.
Well, Damien, good to hear from you.
We weren't sure which half was calling first.
Yes, we did not.
I knew he said he was, but I never know who's going to be first.
All right. Do you have an update?
No, no update. Unfortunately, I assume my mom's still trying to find the female lawyer in question, and I've not got anything in the mail. Nothing's progressed, so let's just see if something's going on that we're just not aware
of. Well, and that's what good is. It's good to check up.
Yeah, it is. And you're not under, and my caller screwed up. You're not under any kind of clock ticking thing here, right?
Nah.
You mean it's obviously pains in the butt that you want to get resolved, eats at you, but there's no clock that's haunting you. That's good.
No, but it's frustrating.
Yeah, frustrating. Yeah, it sucks. You know, the legal system, everything's so speedy. Yeah, right.
Speedy.
You know, the only thing that happens speedily is them taking money out of your damn checkbook and your wallet with retainers and all that stuff. That's fast. But
I have a feeling they all get trained by the IRS.
Preaching to the choir.
Yes, for sure. I'm still waiting for my return from 2015.
Remind me to re-knock on their door.
Yeah.
Re-knock.
They sure enjoyed putting levies on me and whatnot, and then when it turned out they owed me some.
Well, of course.
It's almost a year.
Yeah, then you go on the back burner. Yeah, we're going to get you that eventually. Yep. Yeah, that's a ticket.
You know, it'd be funny. And, Damien, I'm laying out your card.
Yeah, he can come here and go flip.
Yeah, what'd be funny is we'd call exactly when they open. And what was the recording saying? I'm sorry, we've taken all the calls we're going to take for today. And they'd hang up on you. Anyway, here we go. Let's take a look. Right now, things look like they are in a bit of a lull. Okay, and that's not always a bad thing.
Right.
No. And I see, though, that you're getting fired up from all of this, and I wouldn't blame you in the least.
You get tired of the crap, I bet.
Mm-hmm. They're hoping you just go away, of course. You know that. You know.
Right.
Well, yeah, the fact that going back to when they wanted to pull the plug on everything legally, they know that they found something that was not good, and they wanted not to be discovered.
That's right. We were covering that.
Yeah, way back. Yeah, when they first said, we want to withdraw and do all this other stuff. It's like, really? You don't just do that for no reason. So you found something that was not good.
Yeah, and since isn't he the only one on hold that we have?
Right now.
I'm going to lay the cards again.
Sure. We have some Facebook folks, but they are patient friends. Let's see. I'm just checking our folks here that are in Facebook. We got a few watchers.
If you're new to watching the show or listening, I use a 24-card layout. I'm not doing just a few cards to pull just randomly. This is the layout that I use in my private sessions, and we repeat it quite a bit during that kind of get-together.
It could be so many times you can't even count them. Or sometimes it's just a few, and you have a deep discussion with them. And I'm going to hiccup.
That means you need to drink more.
Yes, I must drink more. So I might not drink any more, but I sure as hell ain't going to drink any less.
You know,
bada-bing,
and I
got to
tell you, these cards can be really coy at times, where they will say, this information is on a need-to-know basis, and right now you don't need to know. And when I first started out, listen to this, I honestly thought that if I went to the store and bought a new deck and came home, that I would somehow be able to work around that. And it was the same story repeatedly.
Well, and, you know, I guess because you were new.
Yeah.
People that play cards, like gambling-wise and stuff, they firmly believe in that deck thing.
Oh, you mean changing the deck?
Oh, yeah. I know some people that have played, like say, cribbage, for example. They'll have 3 or 4 or 5 decks, and if somebody, like, has a certain rule, a house rule they have, if somebody loses, like, 2 or 3 in a row, they can change decks. They can call it. Yeah, that's losing 2 or 3 in a row.
Well, I've heard you can also get up and walk around your chair.
No, I've never heard that.
That should change your luck. Damien.
Back to Damien.
Right now, here's the deal. Right now, until you folks can pony up with a lawyer and get the ball rolling, this could drag on for a long time.
Sure.
And I know that's not good news. It's not to me either. But
okay.
It'd be really good to – do you have some kind of – oh, God, I don't even know what it'd be called. Like a lawyer hotline or a bar association or someplace that you could call to tell them that you're looking for a female attorney.
Well, the mom right now has that action, I believe, right? Your mom does?
Right now. She's the one that's looking for the female lawyer. I mean, I can look as well, but it's just, you know, I've been doing a lot of work and putting in a lot of effort. You know, she can do something.
Have you?
Yes.
Have you checked to make sure she's actually doing something? Or is she just saying, yeah, I'm on it, you know, kind of blowing you off?
Nah, because in all honesty, she's ready to just put this behind us just as much as I am. So, I mean, she works a lot, so she has to, you know, work around her schedule. So she gets around to it, just sometimes it might take a little bit more time than usual because her work schedule is so busy and her work is just so unpredictable that it's just, you never know.
Well, since we adore your little wife.
Got to work.
And we think that you are just, you know, so worthy of this, winning this case. Would you mind if I kind of stepped in the ring a little bit? I have some very strong internet skills. If you want somebody or something found, I can find it. I know how to wrangle around search engines, and I could send you guys a list of what I found so that this doesn't just stall out.
All right, I'll take all the help I can get. So let's see what you got. And
I'll only expect 25% of whatever you bring.
0%.
We'll negotiate that if need be.
Oh, I'm kidding. It's just something I got very good at, looking for old boyfriends or guys that had stolen money from me and different things of that nature. Got very good at it. So I'm going to do that. Just to see what I can dig up for you. Now, this jurisdiction is in Tennessee, right?
No, it's actually in Virginia.
Glad to know that.
Yeah,
so that's where you go to court?
Yes, up in Smith County.
Okay, well, God help you.
Smith County is it's two counties up into Virginia from Tennessee because we live basically just right over the line in Tennessee. So I can get up there in about 45 minutes to an hour.
That's not bad at all.
No. Well, I do see a female. In fact, I think somebody that would be like her second chair is another female. So you watch a lot of Law and Order. You know what that means.
Yeah, depending on the law firm, if they have that multi-lawyer thing,
And what I'm thinking, now, were your parents married at the time of his death?
No, they were not. They had divorced, and I can elaborate a little bit as to what is causing the hiccup. So my parents acquired this property in 1996, and they gifted the two properties that they had in both of their names. So we moved from the first property into the second property in 1996. So my parents had a loan on the second property, and it was paid off in 2002. So, which means they owned it 100% free and clear, no judgments, no liens, no encumbrances, no anything. So they decided to divorce in 2004. So it was a pretty long, drug-out divorce. And then finally, in 2010, they somehow reached an agreement to go ahead and just say, you know what, it's been 6 years, enough's enough, let's just go ahead and get this settled. So my dad had to refinance or basically take out a loan on the property in order to pay out her half. Well, she got paid out her half, but the problem was her name was never formally taken off the title and the deed, and upon his death, it all went to her. However, the security interest in the loan was never fully secured because at the time, the property rights could not be conveyed for them as a half interest to them because at the time, they still owned the title and the property and the deed 50-50. And what they would have had to have done was he would have gotten the title and deed solely in his name for a brief time, And then he could have conveyed half into the property in question. But since there was never any paperwork done, it just created the whole entire conundrum.
Hence where you are right now.
Yeah, and there's no, there's no, what do they call that, when there's a precedence of any kind that they can fall, any of you can fall back on?
That's what lawyers are supposed to find.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there kind of is a precedent, and when we were going through the paperwork, we ended up finding a federal statute which actually dictates what does and does not guarantee a security interest and what will secure it and what will cause it to fail. That's what's causing the security interest to fail was, you know, there is no way my dad could have conveyed 50% to the bank, because in order for that to have happened, the way it was set up, he would have had to have had 100% sole ownership of the property and then convey the 50% to the bank. Well, since, you know, again, the paperwork was never done to remove my mom off the title and the deed, even though she was paid for it, their argument was, you know, it's supposed to create this tenancy in common as compared to joint tenancy, and that for that reason it kind of makes the whole thing null and void and secures a security interest. But under the federal statute of Virginia law, sorry, that's not how that works.
Yeah, and it sounds like that bank didn't do a very good job of making sure.
Oh, no, 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 no. I mean, they've got multiple lawsuits right now as it sits. Right now they're in a $4 million lawsuit over overdraft fees. So,
well, it must be the first bank of mafia.
I don't want to give out the bank's name, but
well, you don't have to. We don't need more lawsuits.
We have our own heartburn over a number of banks.
Banks are a whole different ball game, anyway. So,
Well, anyway, they're hoping that you're just going to give up, which is unrealistic.
Well, you knew that when they just pulled everything and said, and then shut their mouths, put zippers on their lips.
I think so.
They were like, ooh,
but
quiet.
I'm still very hopeful that the right representation for you is, you know, going to turn this all in the right direction. Now, are you the only biological heir?
Technically, yes. However, there was this adoption paper that my half-sister pulled out of nowhere that I had no knowledge of. My mom could not verify it. Neither could my dad ever verify it at any point. So that threw a monkey wrench in terms of getting the administratorship over the estate. And then once I finally got it, that set me back about $15,000. And then ever since July of 2017, it's been this ever since.
What is the real bottom line that you could share with our readers as far as, or listeners, I should say, as far as, is this a will misstep? What is this?
Well, according to Virginia law, if there is only one heir that is biological, then there is no need for a will. They would automatically become the administrator over the estate because there is no will. However, if there are more than if there's two or more biological children, even if there's no will, it would still be divided 50-50, and then one would be appointed the executor of the will, if there is a will. But if there is no will, then one would still become the administrator. That's really the only two differences. The executor comes in when there is a will, and administrator is when there is no will. That's really about the only difference I can tell.
Yeah, well, like I said, right now there's a lull. Once you have secured the right representation, I think the wheels are really going to start turning.
Well, yeah, because they are not going to want to sit on it.
No. Now, did this estate ever go through probate?
It was not supposed to go to probate because when my half-sister resigned the administratorship, everything was all supposed to go to me. She surrendered any and all interest she had to the property to me and gave up 100% administrative power to me.
Okay. Well, let's work on getting a lawyer.
Well, obviously, that mom's on it.
All right. And when you find
mom's on it, but
all right.
Just one other thing was you had also talked about that my position is strengthening. I mean, is that something that's going on behind the scenes that, like, they know that they're going to lose no matter what and that I'm going to win no matter what?
Well,
it's really a battle of wits?
They want you to think that they've withdrawn because they don't want to go forward anymore, and they're hoping you will just let things lay, which is really juvenile on their part.
So when she sees your position strengthening
yeah.
with the cards, it's because, A, they found something they want to tell nobody about,
mm-hmm.
and B, your mother is going to get a lawyer, which means eventually it's going to come out, whatever that thing is. And it might just be as simple as
okay,
what you
so
already
they know.
Know.
They know. They just want to kind of go away quietly, kind of just sweep
yeah.
it under the rug and be hush-hush.
Yep.
Well, if that's the case, that's just not going to happen.
Right.
No. And sometimes a waiting game can be to your advantage, because as you're taking your time here, you're not running with some half-baked, you know, attorney forward. This way you have time to really, search out the right.
Yeah. Yeah, the right things are happening as they should. They're just slow.
You need a barracuda, a bit of
barracuda.
A cutthroat.
Dun, dun, dun,
yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
And like I said, and I didn't mean
right.
it humorously, a lesbian, only because they already have their issues about men, you know. And if the other side, if the your opponent has male representation, they just might, you know, a good gay lawyer just might be able to eat them for breakfast and lunch. So we'll see what
yeah,
happens.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
okay,
can definitely
well,
see that, guys. No offense, but
right.
we were talking last time that it's still a predominantly male profession, and it's extremely anti-woman chauvinist. So
oh,
I wouldn't be surprised
is.
About that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's come a long ways, but it's got a long ways to go.
Yeah, and
right.
I've known one down here. She's actually been, you know, here in Hampton Roads. She's been written up in newspapers and things. She may have retired by now. But that woman was, I mean, let's just say she had an array of knives that, you know,
all right.
figuratively she took into, other lawyers were very afraid of her, but she cost. So she'd probably end up, you know, leaving you broke. Somebody
you,
like
get
her.
Get what you pay for.
Yeah.
Well,
All right, hon, we got to move on. Calls are stacking. But
yeah, don't blame you. All right.
Yep, and we'll do it
oh,
again.
Oh, yeah, I'll be checking in. Yep,
right.
I'll be
Absolutely.
Calling next week sometime.
Yep,
yeah,
that'd
yeah,
be terrific.
Whenever you want, we're doing a full-week blitz is our plan
yeah.
again.
Yeah, we're
all
trying
right,
to find
good.
Our websites have our audience. So.
Okie dokie. All right.
Care, well, I'll be seeing y'all next week then.
Okay.
Roger that.
Bye-bye.
All right, take care. All right, bye-bye.
Yep, we will.
All righty, folks, we have blown over the hump.
Wow. Jeez.
So we want to remind everybody that this show is for information and entertainment purposes only. I thank the folks that are holding. Excuse me.
There
we got
no,
you.
There
been
is
holding,
no
you've been holding.
For
you've been holding. Okay, show. I got 1,000 excuses. We got you. Don't go anywhere. We're glad you're holding patiently, and we're going to get to you very soon. You're good. You're good. We see you in the queue. You are with us. All right. Let's just go to it. Let's rock over to our next caller, area code 631, which is in the Empire State, New York. 631, you're our next caller.
Hi, New York.
How
are you?
This is Mary.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
Good. I haven't spoken to you since before COVID.
Wow. That's
Whoa. That is, you know, it sounds like it isn't, but when you look back now, it's like,
it's
oh, that was a few
time.
Years ago. You know,
yeah.
It's weird how time flies.
It is. So, Mary.
But you still look terrific.
What are you doing, and how are things?
Well,
oh,
things were going
you.
Pretty good, to be honest with you, until about 3 weeks ago, my husband suffered a stroke.
Oh, no.
Well, we know how
and,
about that.
And we... I'm picking him up tomorrow because he's about 2.5 hours away from here. And I'm just a little nervous
sure.
about taking
well,
him home and what to expect, you know, because well, it's cognitive seems to be an issue.
Okay. Yeah. What was affected and how is – I mean, I guess if he's coming home, it must be physically, I guess he's okay.
Well, that's what happened. He went from totally being paralyzed, his whole entire left side of his body, including eyesight, and it all came back except for cognitive.
That's a kind of a big one,
it's,
I hear you. I mean,
yeah, it's in and out. In other words, he can do
yeah.
one and one, doesn't equal 2. It equals 5. He thinks he's 67 years old instead of 62. And they told me that I need to watch him 24/7.
Oh, wow. That can't be done necessarily. I don't know how you do that.
Well, that's the challenge, especially, on Long Island. They're not finding too much home health aides. And even though his insurance would pay for it, they're understaffed.
Wow.
So, and of course, dealing with still a young guy. Dean, 62.
Yeah, that's what I think, too. He's actually 3 years younger than I am. And so I think that's pretty young, to be having this affliction right now.
It's crazy. I mean, there's like superstar college athletes have had strokes. So it's a strange beast.
Now,
medical
disclaimer here, only because I'm not credentialed as a doctor of that sort. Okay, so the internet gods get a little crazy if you start dispensing legal or medical advice if you don't have the shingle out to be able to do that. Yeah.
0 degrees.
Well, the thing I'm seeing in these cards is as long as he is willing to keep trying and doesn't fall into depression, I'm trying to think of a good word. I want to say thrive, but it's not going to be that quick. Thriving seems really fast.
He can rehabilitate.
Yeah, I do feel that. It's you, Mary. You've got to practice a lot of self-care.
Yeah.
All of this.
Yeah, you've got a lot of burden now, extra burden. I'm sure you know that.
And, they don't mean to be problematic and, argumentative.
Their brain has been damaged.
And it can be hard for us since we're only human.
Right.
When
you
my,
hate them and get angry at
when
them.
When my late husband was in his downward spiral toward dying from cancer, I really struggled with caregiving. Myself, I didn't want to keep administering too much morphine because I honestly thought he was going to live. And so I kind of have always taken myself to task for that. But there were times I had to leave the room and go into a private place and cry in a pillow. And this is when I started watching The Office. And I would go and watch an episode or two, get myself back together, and be able to go back out and handle things properly with him. So it's going to be about you. And you can become the one depressed, So make sure you stay vigilant on yourself. And watching, some people will turn to the bottle. Or they'll start smoking too much, or they'll find, other ways to, escape.
Self-medicate, probably escape's the best.
So as long as he can stay motivated, and have you been to see him much while he's been over there?
I've been going 2 to 3 times a week. It's 2.5 hours away from my house. So it's 2.5 hours up and 2.5 hours back. He's in an excellent facility. It's just, I'm on the east end of Long Island, and he's on the northern part of Westchester.
So, insurance can be really funny, too, about how far a person can go. When my mother was in stroke rehab, this is some years ago now, but she plateaued with her aphasia and stopped progressing, and insurance cut her off. And she had to go to assisted living and basically has babbled ever since. So it's a terrible, terrible thing that happens to people.
And it's like so many unknowns. There's so many different ways that
it
affects a person.
You may find now that all of his likes for food have changed and he likes other things now. I mean, it's going to be quite a learning process for you. Do you have kids at home? Or are they all gone?
No, they're all gone.
Okay. So
no
this
kids
is,
at home.
Yeah, Jim.
International shout out to Donna Marie from the land of Aya.
Good to have you with us, Donna Marie.
Very late there.
Well, I want to tell you, there is going to be a program that you're going to get your hands on, and it's not too far in the future. Do you work?
Yes, I do.
So see, and you likely will need that to get yourself out of, you know, are you able to go to a workplace or are you working at home?
I could work at home, but, you know, I'd say about 10 hours a week I actually have to go in the field.
Sure.
That's going to be a problem.
You are going to, no, let's put that out there. Words have energy, and I don't like the energy of that, about it being a problem. Let's call it a solvable, there's going to be a solution here. Okay. All right. Don't get sad.
I'm not getting sad. I'm just saying.
We don't want to look at it as a problem because that, to me, is like a roadblock, a closed door, where there is a program out there and you're in a pretty good spot. Now, if you were sitting out in Timbuktu somewhere, you know, in the back hills of Virginia, you might not find any kind of programs, but I think you're going to find something, maybe in the form of daycare where he could go, or it'll be somebody that will come in, you know, and if you can't find that, I look to churches and, you know, a lot of, what do you call them, charities, things like that. And I know you said there's not a lot of workers.
Yeah, the problem is that he has the health insurance for it. It's just that the demand's high and the people that are doing it are low.
Now, you could mention your own mother, Jimbo, if you're okay with that, that she went home, but she preferred to go back.
Yeah, it's kind of touch and go with her.
She had a stroke about 2 months ago.
The double whammy for her is she's already, before the stroke happened, she was already going through dementia, hitting it.
Yeah.
So that didn't help. So that's a whole different Charlie Foxtrot there.
So she doesn't really want to be at home. So basically she's just sitting in limbo in like assisted living
she
right
changes
now.
Changes her mind back and forth about which either one. But
and,
all right.
And for you, Mary, I'm just concerned about you and your state of mind. So I hope you'll check in with us often.
Oh, absolutely.
Think you may find some friends that I'm seeing here, some friends that look forward. And respite care, maybe you can. My mother used to get a volunteer to come in for her husband when he was laid up and couldn't really get out, but she had to. And they would come in and
probably,
just sit with the.
Probably need to get a hold, if you haven't. I might be already spewing something she already knows. You've got to get a hold of your local social services department, whatever it's called there. And they'll know maybe what resources are available, what other options are available. I mean, she may already know all this. Yeah,
and Mary, don't let anybody blow you off. This is a big deal.
No, it's a huge deal.
It is. You know, this. Your life has changed now, but a lot of them come back. A lot of them do. And I think it's very promising that his paralysis went away.
I mean, that's a huge step.
And he has his speech, does he?
Yes, he does.
See,
well,
that's
huge. Amazing.
So maybe the brain is repairing itself and the other stuff will start getting better. I mean, that's what you hope for. That's what you always hope for in the stroke victims, that
and I
the brain
tell
repairs
you,
itself.
I have seen miracles.
Or they reroute. They
in
reroute
my
the
cart,
info, you know?
I'm feeling something miraculous about this for you, Mary, and I have not often at all. I can't even remember the last time I said something like that during a show or in a reading. It's something miraculous here that's going to happen for you and for your husband. And okay, I know I can't linger here, but please come back again.
Yeah.
And be prepared that it's going to be touch and go at first. You know, I think they are quite aware that something has happened to them, you know, and they
It depends on the cognizant damage part there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, probably at this point it sounds like it, but I can't speak without knowing anything. But, I mean, because
yeah.
And some people are 100% aware. It's like it's a physical problem, so it's weird.
You know, Mary, you have a really strong spirit that I see. You're not a shrinking violet by any means.
She's a spirit warrior.
You are. And
I'm a Celtic warrior.
You know, damn straight. Well, yeah. And so you carry that armor and that sword with you.
You shall must.
And
you
just
must.
Remember, if all else fails, go to the media. They love a good story where they can point fingers, you know.
Yep. They know what he's helping me. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And find yourself some support, like online, all kinds of online support groups.
Oh, there's got to be tons of those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Well, we really feel for you.
We both have family
members that have been victims of stroke, so we feel for you.
And we're going to hold a space and fill it with love and light for you and your family.
Yep. We know that it's a scary thing.
Thank you.
I just think you're going to come back with some really good news. So at this, I really do. At this juncture, it may look, you know, a little bit on the dismal side.
It's a scary scenario right now.
And he's got a will. That man has a strong will.
Well, I mean, it's amazing the recovery so far. So hopefully that's a road to recovery that's going to keep going. And it may. You don't know. I mean, right now, totally physically come back from all that is pretty amazing.
So, Mary, God bless you, and we want to hear from you, please, again.
Please, we do, for real.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Now, you are following us on Facebook, apparently. That's how you're catching us going live, yes?
Yes.
Okay, cool. All right, we'll continue to do something. No matter when we have shows, different days of the week, we have News for the Soul on Monday, but we still post on Facebook, so that's good.
Yes, and
thank goodness you do.
Yeah, remember, every reading builds on the one before.
Yeah. Let's not wait three more
years.
All right, honey. Take care. I really think things are going to turn around. All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, sweetie.
Bye-bye. Good night.
You know, good night. And, you know, I really have a good feeling about
this. That's good.
I wasn't saying, but.
It's a problem what's coming up. Now, I'm not saying there's no solution. I call it a problem. It is a
challenge,
It's a freaking problem. It's okay to call it a problem. Nobody says it's an unsolvable problem.
You know, other things I would look at is if there's a college in the area that maybe somebody going to college when school resumes might need a room and board in exchange for helping with her husband. You know, sitting down with him and if there's exercises or whatever he's got to do or just being there when Mary has to work.
Yeah, I mean, the internet, it's something that was not available many years ago.
True.
And people had to just sit down with a freaking yellow pages and pen and paper and spend hours on the phone trying to figure stuff out that you can figure out now in a minute or two.
And if he reaches a point where he's pretty mobile and wants to be home alone, I would install internet cameras.
Well, yeah,
so I could
you're
keep
right.
an eye on
you're
them.
Right. Eventually, yeah. But right now, they said 24/7, no alone.
Well, I can imagine.
Yeah, because of the cognitive in and out thing, he could just
start
a fire or do something crazy. You just can't. Yeah, I understand.
Well, shall we?
We shall do so.
More
all right. Let's go to our next. We got about 11 minutes, but we have a little leeway with that if need be. We're gonna go to. Area code 289, which is in Canada. 289.
Yes, Canada. Hello, and welcome to the show.
Who we got?
What is your first name? Yeah, hi. What's your first name?
Oh. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, we're here. Are you here?
Oh, Amber. It's Amber from...
Oh, Amber. Because I saw Laura and Amber, so they're both from the land of Canada.
Okay.
And they both came in. Well, international shout out to Amber from Canada.
Did they call us together last time? Or
I know not.
Am I thinking of somebody?
They came in this room back to back, Laura and Amber.
Okay. How you doing, Amber?
Honestly, in the last few months, I've been doing a lot better, I would say. And, I mean, there's still a few things I need to work out that I know that I need to change, but I don't know. I know like with everything I'm going through and like you've explained it perfectly, extreme grief. It's just, I still kind of feel like I'm at a standstill, but like, I don't know. Like when you mentioned the therapy thing, I've got nothing but good intentions and feelings from it. And I know that's what I want to do.
Okay.
So I'm just nervous right now about with my son, and I just want to know maybe if I'm because I started a cleaning business, like maybe the midst of the end of the summer and before James passed. So it's like, since obviously this passing, having Aiden all the time, it's like with like anxiety and depression all my life, and obviously like I got triggered a bit worse since his passing. So it's like, I've just been nervous because I finally started an antidepressant medication and I've never taken it before in my life. But, like, I know there's a kind of myth of my depression. It's, like, restlessness, and I can't be wanting to, like, stay in my bed. Or, like, I have I have my 4-year-old son. I can't live like this, right? So it's, like,
right. The medication is not correct. I take antidepressant medication, and they have to fiddle around with it for a while. Because if what one doesn't do, another one will. So it's
got to give them. Right away. You got to tell them right away if it's not
don't
playing.
Wait too long, especially if it's giving you agitation or it's causing you to be nervous.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt to pick up the phone and tell them right away. And sometimes they might tell you, oh, give it 2 or 3 days, but always pick up the phone. It never hurts to give them feedback right away.
And I hope you will please forgive me. I'm struggling here to remember the circumstances. Yeah,
give us a big picture of your circumstance, because we've had a few here recently.
I'd say 3 readings from you about when I had a son with a man. We had a lot of situations where it was like abusive or with severe situations of just conflict and fights and drama. And I had a reading before, like I think it was December, maybe early January, and I mentioned to you about how like he passed away and I found him and stuff and everything else.
Yeah.
So we had issues, and I wasn't, like, dealing with a lot of people around me being judgmental or nasty or, I asked about, like, the first reading I got from you, I asked, so I was curious about my future and what I wanted to do, and then you mentioned about the trauma therapy, and that just feels 100% right with me, like.
Well, you know what's interesting is when we've been through certain life experiences, especially if they've been very intense, it can be part of our calling for us to actually experience those emotions, the trauma, like you said. I mean, that is something that'll probably stick with you for life.
It'll be forever.
Yeah, but you're going to be able to compartmentalize.
Process it and put it somewhere.
And if you go into this field, you're going to be able to look at people and say, I know how you feel because you've walked it.
Yeah, those are the type of therapists or counselors or whatever you want to call them. Those are the ones you want, the ones that have been down the path.
Not just the book type.
Not somebody just came out of school and said, oh, well, I remember I was told this in a book. It's like, you don't know shit.
So, so let me make sure I get your question right.
Okay, let's bring it back.
Yeah, what is your question, hon?
Put it in a sentence if you can, your question, if you can.
For your reading.
I'm a pretty strong person. I've been through a lot in my lifetime, but I'm obviously, like, I'm human at the end of the day. We all make mistakes and stuff like that because, you know, mental illness. And I'm like, obviously acknowledge it, and I'm getting better, but I'm nervous about my son, Aiden. Is he going to be okay?
Okay.
Is it going to be okay with him?
Oh boy, this is a real sore spot for you. And it's a good one.
That he knows who his father is, and I know he misses him, and it's just.
You know, right, I got your question. I'm laying out your cards. I want you to know, just by your emotional way about your son, what a good mother you are.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't be crying if you didn't give a damn.
Yeah.
Because, like, I know I've made some mistakes or just gone through my own issues, but I just, sometimes I feel like I'm not giving him what he needs, or if, like, I just, you know, I really want to give him what he really wants, because he's very intelligent, he's very smart, and it's just, trying to have a lot of patience for him because I understand him. Like, he's grieving too, right? But it's like, obviously, they can't express their emotions or feelings like we can because he's only 4, but I just, sometimes I just feel like I'm not doing it enough.
Did you find a way to explain this for his four-year-old mind and heart, that daddy went to heaven or daddy is an angel?
It's been hard to even, I don't know, I just even had thoughts of like, should I talk to a child psychologist? Or honestly, like, I feel like you're just going to help me with advice. Because honestly, I've mentioned him around. I'll be like, oh, daddy, you want you to do this or you want you to do that. But it's like, I don't know how I to explain to him. And I don't know, just I'm
it would not
nervous.
Hurt for you. I think because, you know, sitting here, I'm not credentialed as a psychologist. I can only tell you what I see in the cards. And as a life coach, but I really feel be proactive, because I think as your son gets older, those early, what do they call them, preteen years?
It's way before that's developmental. This is when they're developing, right?
Yeah,
right,
and
now.
It's a good idea to get advice now.
Yes, and this is very common, and there are professionals that know exactly a couple will give you techniques and ways to get that ball rolling.
Yeah, and to watch for signs.
Okay.
Yeah.
With him personally, I feel he's going to be just fine. He is severely grieving. In his little boy mind, he thinks his father is gone somewhere and his dad should come back. Okay? And because he's so young.
Sure.
The other thing is you're not going to be alone for a lifetime. There is going to be a new person for you when you're ready.
Yeah, I mean, that when you're ready is right, exactly.
You still got a lot of healing to do.
Yeah.
And but I see this for you, that you are going to be able to, well, everybody that goes through grief, you've got to find a place in your heart where you can keep that. But every once in a while, it's going to come out in a big wave. Like on his birthday, the father's birthday, or, you know, Christmas. There could be moments that are going to trigger a real feeling of being engulfed in grief. I still get them. It's been 3.5 years now. And other people tell me even 10 years out. What the mortician told me is you'll always grieve, but it changes. And I'm reaching a point of acceptance now where
you got to accept it and realize that you're not going to bury it.
You're
going to go insane or drink yourself or take pills or something. You have to live with it. It's going to be there.
I was really mad at God for a very long time.
Some people take months. Some people take many years.
I mean, yeah. So I feel that your son, he's actually going to go on to a great career. Really great. I keep hearing NASA. And I'm wondering if he's going to get involved in, like, you know, work that they do as not necessarily astronaut, but
well, he's four. He could be an astronaut. He could be an engineer. Could be a.
He likes trains. He's obsessed with trains right now.
Could be an astronomical physicist.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can't.
Yeah, but I just feel that that's out there for him.
At four, they want to be fire trucks and stuff like that.
Sure. Trains.
Yeah, trains. They want to be cool.
I know, like,
trains.
The way
I
watch him play with his toys, it's like he builds things just so, like, he's his little mind. Like, it's just, he's really good at building things. And
well,
I can
Amber,
believe that.
Please try not to be so hard on yourself.
No, it is
you
what it
are
is.
Really putting one foot in front of the other and doing the very best you can.
And you got to shut out the past. What the hell? You can't change a damn thing anybody's done. Nothing. Got to let it go. Gotta let it go.
I've been getting better. It's just like right now, like I've been really missing him a lot.
Yeah, of course.
Like a lot.
But don't be doing that. I wish I would have done this. I wish I would have done that. Yeah, of course you're human, but you didn't, and there's nothing you can do.
It went the way it was supposed to go.
Yep, exactly. It was what it was because that's what it was supposed to be. And when people pass, they don't. That physical thing's gone anyway.
Well, we can do mediumship. I think we've tried it maybe.
I can't remember.
I thought maybe we tried to contact him, but maybe not.
We get mixed up.
We can't do it.
Other night, we're going to apologize now. We were drinking some beers for her birthday, and we were, like, that's why we didn't really talk much while you guys were you were telling us stuff. We asked for the international shout-out for our loved ones, me and my friend James.
That's and you did help us a lot.
I enjoyed that so
cool.
much.
Hey.
You know, something I've learned over all these many years, if there's crazy, go with crazy. Because that's where the truth lies.
Yeah.
I thought that was awesome.
As long as it's legal or semi-legal, it's all right.
So you
if we were
have,
safe, I was home, you know.
Yep, there you go. Then all
right.
is well then.
And if it really helps make you feel better, as long as it doesn't overtake your life, as long as you can feel function and you know what I mean. And you sound like you're a pretty level-headed young lady. So I feel if you follow that future, that all of this has evolved into that revelation for you, I feel you are going to bring brand new wrinkles to the whole field. You know, a calling is just that. You're being called through, for you, it was tragic circumstance, but to reach out and be able to help humanity move to another level. We got to start taking care of these people.
All I want to do is help people because now, like, I know what it feels like, you know what I mean?
And now you know what it feels like. So that gives you such clear vision on, you know, the whole thing. Also, I want to let you know, I am eventually, I'm working on it, and it shouldn't take too terribly long, but I'm putting together a step-by-step online, you like to call it a university? University, Jimbo, but I could get
Personal Prophecy University.
Yeah, where if you're interested, you could always learn this method, and it could be abundantly helpful for you, seriously.
Okay.
So let me see if there, big shift coming for you, and that is where you're going to undertake this new, it's a not just a career field, it's a, that, like I said, a calling. It's a mission. All right? And, oh, my gosh, your son, as he grows up, he is going to absolutely adore you. And I want you to bear in mind, he may, as he grows, start to have abandonment issues. And that would come from having a father that's, you know, not here anymore.
Yeah, I totally understand.
Yeah, but you are going to have I see you happily married. I even see other children if you'd like to have more. I mean, you got
a pretty good reason. I always felt like I couldn't, but I don't know if I've met the right person, maybe.
You thought you couldn't have children or any more?
Yeah, because, like, I don't know how I feel now. It's like I'm kind of, like, scared of this kind of thing happening again. I don't know. Weird.
Oh,
I guess I'm just not done feeling that, right?
Yeah, and you know, I've got to tell you, I've had four people throughout my life that have taken their lives, and every time I have a bad argument with somebody and they go or they hang up, or I worry they're going to go commit suicide. So I feel compelled to make up with them because it terrifies me. And for you, though, I want you to know, first of all, you're going to end up making a lot of money, and you might even start your own foundation. You know, we've got men and women coming home from the war that say they're slipping through the cracks with mental health. And we just had, over the past, was it a year, 7 sailors on one of our ships here in Virginia. In Norfolk, Virginia.
It was a year and some change.
Yeah, they committed suicide on the same ship.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, bear in mind, that ship is bigger than a lot of cities.
Like 5,000 people.
Well, when the air went.
I have a good feeling about that because my friend Janet that was on the live show with me the other night, she had two friends. She's going through grief. Two friends that came from the Army and had issues. One was passed from the leg infection. The other one, I guess, he flipped his car and recently passed away.
Oh, boy.
So
it's like the two of you can walk the walk together.
That's
you know?
What I was saying. It just gave me goosebumps.
Well, those goosebumps, that's a good sign. That means all of this is resonating with you. And I got to tell you, the one big bright picture I have of you intuitively is you in front of Congress, and I see you with your finger pointed, and you're angry, and you're saying, let's get these people some help.
Everyone deserves mental help.
Absolutely, and we've been through the ringer.
Oh, man, but, yep.
No. Amber, I want you to be a constant caller as often as you can. There's no limit on the readings we can do.
Okay, that's the one thing that I get worried about, that I'm like too much.
No. That's why if people want to meet with me privately, that's why my prices are low.
Love to.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm not, you know, if just because, bless her heart, Sylvia Brown charged $750 for like a half hour. But just because you can doesn't mean it's right. And I could never, yeah. How do you find us? Did you find us on Facebook? Or did you find us on Blog Talk?
Well, I was talking to a friend that was also into this kind of stuff, but then she showed me that you can, like, look up live psychic shows. And I was just, like, had a binge night of, like, going through a bunch, and then I found you guys and then got a reading, and then I just liked you guys ever since and did it through you guys.
Well, wow, that's awesome. You were intuitively led. That makes me feel really good. And you know what?
Drawn to you guys more.
Well, honey, you've got an awesome heart. And just be good to yourself. Lots of self-care. And
I got to be kind to myself. James left me a note before he passed. I kind of randomly just found this note. It was his handwriting. I absolutely love looking at it every day. It says, be more kind to yourself, Amber, one love. And honestly, if it wasn't for that note, it helps me get out of bed.
You know what? Next time you call, let's try and talk to him. His name is James.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, James. Let's see if he would like to spiritually connect with you, and I don't doubt that he will.
All good games.
Yeah,
James.
And Jim. He's still spiritually healing, but I miss him so much.
Oh, honey, I know. And everybody out there that has a loved one they miss with
all
their
heart. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, the circle of life sucks. But
it
is what it is. Yep.
So we're going to work on this together, all right?
I would love that very much.
Well, honey, you called us, and I really think it was a stroke of intuition on your part, and I'm just happy that I can be here for you.
Oh.
I really am. Yeah. And you know what? It's good to let those tears out, okay?
It is good, actually. I still almost feel better already.
They're healing tears. You need to feel your emotions. Now, when my husband passed away, I had grown children in the house, but I didn't want them to see how severely affected I was.
Yeah.
When. So I would set aside, the time was late in the evening in my room, going to bed, and I would literally sob my head off in my pillow. So some days I really looked forward to this. And we're going to find out from James, and I just already have really good feelings about you, your friend. You two you're sharing something that is so personal and so deep.
Yep.
So, well, my heart goes out to you. We do have to get, we're running over, but
okay.
We're just going to go and do that. I wanted to make sure I had enough time for you, Amber. Okay, so Amber, you take care, honey.
I will.
Yeah, you got to call back more often.
We want to hear from you more often, please.
You can do it.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, sweetheart.
Thank you guys so much.
God bless. Bye-bye now.
We have another caller, but we got Alicia lined up real quick because we didn't have a caller.
Right.
And it's cool. She wanted to let you know something, first of all. She said, so last September, she asked if her and her mom should go on a birthday trip in October. And you said yes, because the year we might can't go because one of us would have a broken leg around birthday. But I just broke my bone in like Friday, not near October, but it happened.
Wow. So did she want a reading on something?
Is,
I'm so sorry. I broke my ankle, and that was
bad
enough.
Up good before summer.
Oh, will it
so she'll be able to get to our, so they'll be able to do a summer trip, and summer's almost upon us. So she wants to know, medical disclaimer, you know, obviously we're not going to be doctors and look at your x-rays or anything, but she wants to know what the cards will say, and Alicia knows. She doesn't need the disclaimer. This is for other people. And caller, on hold, we're going to get to you.
Yeah, hold, stand by.
We're going to pick up the pace a little bit since we overflowed and added some extra time, because we don't want to disappoint as much as we can. Because not only are callers that are holding patiently, we have Facebook folks that sit there and watch us, and, you know, they wait. You got to give them some love.
I know. You're right.
Some love. All right. So if she did break a leg, you saw something going on, and it happened. And she wants to know if it's going to heal.
It's going to heal, but you need to make sure you follow the instructions that they give you, because you don't want to go backward with have a setback.
It's 100%. You know, that's one thing. I've done a lot of dumb shit in my life. But when it's come to, like, injuring and all this stuff, I follow and exceed what the doctors tell you to do. Physical therapy, everything they tell you to do it, do it, do it. You're going to heal a lot faster.
Yeah, and it's the saying here, be careful on stairs. I've got that picture of you doing a somersault down the stairs.
Yeah, I can imagine that, because, you know, especially if you're on crutches. Crutches and stairs, that's not a lot of fun.
Right now, be prepared. The trip may not, what I see right now is there's a very strong possibility it will not come to pass.
Summer is close.
But that only means for the time frame you've presented. Now, maybe you both will come up with a different time frame.
Or maybe if you are kind of like, a bunch of physical therapy, you kick it into gear.
Exactly.
Follow every single thing they say. If they tell you you should do this, do it. Do everything they say, as stupid as it sounds.
Yeah, because remember, the cards are reflecting the moment. But it's not bringing into play the influence of what your choices can be. Like he said about physical therapy and all that. Like I said about being careful on stairs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how you'd navigate stairs if you're on crutches.
It's not enjoyable. Usually you got to be a good hopper. Hop, hop, hop.
Oh.
Better to hop up and down with a railing. All right, anyway. Real quick, she said, yes, fell on back stairs at mom's house. Same stairs she fell on in 2019. May usually is stressful for me. Death of Annie and birthdays and stuff. So now this added, so I'm trying to stay positive.
You've got to.
Yeah. And focus on your physical therapy and your healing.
Yeah.
And
you know, if you
positive.
Believe in magic, this is for everybody. You're going to see magic. So what I'd do, if this was me, I would spend time visualizing the bones growing back together. They're fusing.
Yeah, I mean, I call them physical torturers, the physical therapists. But you know what? They know their shit.
They do.
And the doctors recommend them. You do what they say. And I've had wrists, knees, and all that stuff. And I bounced back marvelously. And they said, you know what? Because I did every single stupid little thing they said to do.
Oh, he did.
Yep. All these stupid little exercises and everything. You do it. You do it. And you know what? You're going to be happy for it.
And you know what? I'll admit, when I had the cast on for my broken ankle, I was supposed to go to physical therapy, and I didn't want to bother. And when I walk, that one leg still points up.
Yep. I'm not blowing that crap off.
Yeah.
Nope.
So be hopeful. Bring as much positivity as you can to this month.
Yeah.
And, you know, try to reframe this situation. It's a broken leg, but maybe it's a blessing in disguise.
It's a physical thing that you can heal, but you have to focus all your energy and your will on it. It may be all these other normal negative things in May will be pushed aside because you're focusing on this positive thing.
Exactly, and I agree.
And you will succeed if you do what they say.
So
you will succeed.
Those are your orders from headquarters.
She thanked us.
And you're so welcome.
And you're welcome. And like I say, I'm a guy playing sports, got all broken up all the time. And that's one thing I learned early. At I mean, I was 27 years old when I first had an injury. And you know what? You do what they say because you want to bounce back.
Gotta do it their way. And don't be like me.
If you blow it off and screw it up, you may never heal properly, and nothing they can do for you.
So good luck, but mainly just pay attention to what you're told to do.
If it hurts, it's a good hurt.
Mm-hmm. And watch those stairs.
Oh, yeah, they suck.
This looks more to me like somebody's inside.
She said it was on her back stairs where her and her mom both fell a few years apart.
Well, this way I'm seeing it more as like a staircase in somebody's house.
A house, or it could be a business, or it could be a doctor visit or something where they don't have, I want to skip the elevator. Don't do it.
So join us again.
Don't do it.
Alicia, so we can check on your progress.
And I think we're going to wrap the show up with our last caller.
All right.
Who has been a very patient.
Oh, yes. Patience of Job.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. All right. And we're going to go back to a land that is near and dear to us.
Minnesota.
Area code 651. Minnesota, 651. You know what's funny?
What?
Before she speaks, when I was a young person and never went anywhere on earth, I said that was down south. Minneapolis was south to me.
It is.
That's way down south. Living in Duluth, before I ever left and toured the country and the world. Yep. All right. Sorry, you are up, 651.
Yes, you're on deck. Your first name, please.
Hi. Christiana.
Hi. Well, hello there, Christiana.
Christiana.
How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
We're great. I think we're doing great tonight.
We're doing good, and we're glad that you stuck around. You snuck in at the last minute, and we like it. It's okay.
So what can we do for you, my dear?
I'm not sure if there's enough time to answer the question, but I'll ask anyways. I heard a female voice in my bedroom, and I thought it was my mother on the phone, and I came to check, and she wasn't on the phone. So I was just wondering if you have any information on that energy or...
Cool. I'm going to lay out the cards for you.
I have a question because since you called us,
and
I think you probably have an answer or have a clue, who do you think it might have been since it was not your mother?
Well, I'm not sure because it sounded so much like her.
Wow. Do you think
maybe
it is...
Grandma?
I'm sorry?
Grandma?
Possibly.
That's what I was wondering. My next question was going to be if it meant a relative, a sister, mother, or something. Okay.
Did you hear what she was saying, or was it just a voice?
No, it sounded more like... Like someone was kind of talking low, and I couldn't make out what they were saying.
There's another room. So, it's interesting. And your mom was asleep, or what was she?
She was awake, and I said, "Who are you talking to?" And I came out to the living room, and she's like, "No one."
She probably thought you were losing it.
Well, I know who it is.
Uh-oh, here we go.
I see it right here.
Dun.
Christiana, this is one of your angels.
Talking to her mom?
Talking to...
It was in the other room where her mom was.
But it's one of yours.
Okay.
And she is a female.
So maybe it sounded like it was in another room, but it really wasn't.
Yeah, it really wasn't.
Yeah, because it's somebody in a different dimension.
But like I said, kind of fearful to approach you. Now, last time you said, when I spoke to you on the air, you said something about you heard a guy say hi. Was that you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I said, well, there's a hesitancy here. This one, she wants to be welcomed in, to be there with. You're opening yourself up so much spiritually that floodgates are bursting open.
Sure.
And all sorts of wisdom and help and guidance. It's just going to flow. Don't let it scare you. You won't drown. Just going to... Excuse me. It's just going to lift you up like you wouldn't believe.
Where you belong?
You silly.
All right, anyway, real quick, I had to throw something stupid out there so I could give a quick international shout-out to Jeanette from Canada.
Jeanette!
Yep, we're getting ready to wrap. This is our last reading. We've extended 20 minutes plus, but...
So, Christiana, I want you to know, yes, it's an angel.
That's cool.
And
I never would have guessed.
I wonder if her name might be Rose.
Well, I'll tell you what. I have a wonderful guided meditation I could send you, and anybody else who might want it, where you can meet your angels and your spirit guides. And it was astonishing to me. I was able to meet two, a man and a woman. And it's really kind of, it just blows your mind when you're able to see them in meditation, you know, and communicate.
Yeah.
So I will send that to you, and I'll do
okay,
that right
away.
Oh, of course, honey.
Yeah,
and
totally.
I'm glad you called.
Yeah, great.
I'm really glad
thanks
you called. Big things coming for you, girl. You just remember that. All right?
Okay.
All right.
I will.
Have a good evening, and please call us again soon.
Absolutely.
Yes. We'll communicate with your angel. We'll try anyway.
Yeah, all you can do is try, you know.
Yeah.
If you don't try, you won't gain anything.
Okay.
All right, love. Take care.
All right, you too.
Oh, thank you so much. What a great question to end on.
Yeah. It was, because I was not thinking that.
You didn't? No, I didn't think she did either.
Talking to her. I thought it was... Yeah. The other room thing threw me off. So I figured it was something to do with the mom, I thought.
See what they're doing.
But I got you now.
The man who said hi was the spirit of her passed away child, who is older now and has taken on the physical looks of a man or like an older teen. And this female actually has been with her from a past life. So... You know, I got to tell all of you, yes, I've done this for 30 years, but I still am blown away by a lot of the insights that come out of this. So I want to say thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Yes, it's always so wonderful to connect with each and every one of you. Just want to say, remember, May is Mental Health Month. If when I introduce the love tuner earlier, way earlier in the show, get one. You might just find it really lifts you up. I know it does something to me.
Yeah, I mean, and there's nothing to lose. It's not like it's not like you have to like mortgage your house or anything.
No. We'll be here again tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
We shall do so.
Right. We're going to try and do this every night this week because we're still doing a study.
Yeah, we're trying to see. Tuesday has been pretty good so far.
Yeah, where our
audience
is.
Last Tuesday was on fire. This one wasn't bad.
Oh, this was pretty good.
It was pretty good. I mean, last Tuesday was like,
bam,
we couldn't even touch Facebook.
So take care. We'll meet with you again real soon. And as Grandma used to say, to dream is to believe. Once you believe, all